It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time for the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Today we're featuring the Lagunitas, God bless them, and the Waldos of 420. I'll let Mark Carpenter, of course, my co-host, is here, along with her Linda.
It's great to be here, and I've got we're still a beer show. I've got a couple great Lagunitas beers in front of me. I've been starting with the daytime and switching to the Waldo. Quite a jump.
Okay, the Waldos of 420. Herlinda introduced these guys, and we'll talk about the whole thing about 420.
I have been been talking to Steve for maybe 5 years, when I met both you guys, Waldo Davier and Steve, at Lagunitas in the Loft. Probably about 5 years ago when Ron Lindenbush said, hey, come upstairs. We're having a private party at the Loft. And it turns out it was a Waldo beer release party, and I got to meet you guys. So I'm so happy to have you guys here.
Welcome, dudes.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Good to be here.
We got Sam here also from Lagunitas.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Sam from Lagunitas is here. And okay.
And he can tell us how he made this beer.
Well, first off, we got to talk about 420.
You got it.
Now, this is San Rafael High School in the 70s, correct?
You are correct, sir.
1971.
That's when I graduated.
Fall of 71.
All right. Before we even get into the fact that it's called the Waldos, talk about how this all came about, because 420 is now so iconic.
Well, let's preface. 420 was just the tip of the iceberg. The Waldos were a bunch of guys that we weren't into the jock scene, you know, and the football thing. We were the guys smoking the doobie underneath the grandstands, wondering what we were doing there.
At San Rafael High School.
At San Rafael High School. And so, you know, we were a little bit different. We weren't in with the jock crowd. Mm-hmm. We weren't in with the most crowds, but we could assimilate with anybody.
We got along with all of them.
We could get along with all of them.
I can relate completely because I was a musician, graduated in 71, and the jocks, we got along with them. Yeah. We didn't like them that much. But.
Right. We got tired of that scene, so we started taking these weird trips to meet weird and different people and do weird experiences while we were high.
Date night, I was at a football game, and I just didn't like watching the guys go back and forth in the field. This is boring, and I can't get any of the cheerleaders, so that's useless. And I had read an article. Yeah, my brother had a Rolling Stone magazine, and back then it was real counterculture. Nobody had it.
Exactly.
And there was an article about some guys down towards Palo Alto that were developing the first holograms. And it's back in 71, three-dimensional images made out of laser light. What? Are you kidding? Wow. So it said that they were so into what they were doing that they were there basically 24/7 working on their projects. And they had a whole holographic city made out of holograms. So I figure, well, forget this. If they're there all night, maybe I can go visit them. So I drove down there by myself. It was 1 in the morning. I pounded on the back door. And I go, hey, can I see your image of your city of light? And they go, yeah, come on in. They were so excited to see somebody interested in it. They gave me this whole tour. And I went back, got the other Waldos. And, of course, we got high and went down there the next week. And that was the first Dave named it. What you call it, Dave, what?
Oh, we called them Safari. Well, I came up with the name Safari because it was we're going on a trip. But we're stoned on the trip, so it's Safari.
It was kind of like a Cub Scout field trip, except we were stoned.
Okay, the 420 thing at San Rafael High.
Yeah. You want to cut into that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did all these unusual ventures. We're sitting on the wall. We're called Waldos because we hung out on a wall.
Okay.
And this was a wall in the middle of San Rafael campus. And we'd sit up there and we'd do impressions and make jokes about people, not in a mean way, but just to crack each other up.
Yeah, sure. not to people's face, but amongst ourselves. Anyway, so a guy comes up to me. His name is Bill McNulty. He comes up and he says, hey, my brother is in the U.S. Coast Guard out at the Point Reyes Peninsula. And there's a bunch of Coast Guardsmen, and they're growing pot. And for some reason, they think that their commanding officer is going to bust them. They don't want to get busted. So they decided to abandon the pot growing project. They decided that we could pick it. These Coast Guardsmen made a map for us of where it was. And so, I go to my buddies, hey, there's free pot.
It was a no-brainer. You're 16 years old, free weed. Come on.
Hell yeah.
So So we decided, because some of the guys had activities after school, we decided to meet at 4:20 p.m. after school at the statue of Louis Pasteur on the campus of Centerville High School. So we met there, and we got high, and then we jumped in Steve's 66 Chevrolet Impala with a killer Craig 8-track stereo. It had, like, different lights in there, and if you were in the back seat with all the smoke, it was like a light show, man. It was cool. But anyway, we went out and we started searching for this patch.
And every day in the hallways, we'd see each other. We would remind each other in the hallways. We'd look at each other. We'd smile. We'd go, 420 Louis. Like to remind each other. Meet at Louis Pasteur at 420. After about the fourth week, we just dropped Louis. Sorry, Louis. And we just look at each other and go, 420. But then we quickly figured out we could talk about weed without our
We could talk about
our parents, our coaches.
Cops. Teachers, nobody knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, 420. Yeah. What are they getting?
It was a private joke. We always smiled when we said it.
Yeah.
In fact, people usually right now, although millions of people know what it is, they hear it, they smile. It's kind of like the private joke that just kind of everybody gets and likes, no matter how popular it becomes.
And this is 71?
1971, fall of 71.
So it went from us, of course, we had brothers, younger brothers, went to the class
and
behind
older
us.
Brothers.
Class behind. Then we went away to college, and people from other cities and states picked it up from us. And then there was a couple different Grateful Dead connections. Go ahead,
in the mid-70s, my brother Patrick Reddix was he was good friends with Phil Lesh, the bass player in the Grateful Dead, for like 50 years. And back then, Phil, the Dead were on hiatus from their touring. So he asked my brother Pat if he could manage a couple of his side bands. One was called Too Loose to Truck, and the other one was called Sea Stones. And Pat hired me to be a roadie and a ticket collector for the band, and we would get high with, backstage with Phil and guys like David Crosby. Crosby came up to me one time, and he said, "Man, your brother's crazy," as Pat was coughing and laughing in the background.
If David Crosby says that, you know
Crosby
the guy's
said that.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, we had a lot of fun, and we spread the term within the band members and the deadheads that came to the shows.
And that's the worldwide dead community. It's all
and
over
it
the
seeped
world,
into their lexicon.
Sure.
And then there's one other part, Waldo Mark, who's not here with us. His dad took care of real estate needs for the Grateful Dead. They needed rehearsal space to store their equipment, office space, So when his dad would get him a new place to rehearse, he'd say, going down there, they're cool. So we go down there, we'd be hanging out with them. And then when they go out on tour, you take care of their pets in their houses. So the Dead community kind of picked it up from us.
It's so iconic now. I mean, do you guys... Did you get a trademark on 420?
No, you can't trademark just 420.
It's been in the public domain too long, but we have trademarks for 420 Waldo's, 1971, 420 Waldo's, and Waldo's.
If you're going to trademark something, you have to trademark a specific class of a category, like sunglasses.
You can't just say 420.
And then you've got to make the sunglasses, use them in interstate trade before you can even
apply for it. And it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, we got to take our bottom of the hour break. This is fascinating. Waldo Dave and Waldo Steve and Sam is here from Lagunitas. Of course, Mark Carpenter and her Linda. We're going to talk about the Waldo beer that Lagunitas makes. And I can't wait to hear about this. We shall be back on the drive. 30 seconds? Okay. This is exciting stuff. I know Herlinda's been trying to get you guys in for a long time. She says you're very busy, and I can imagine this time of year you are. Yeah.
And we're glad when it's over.
And we've been talking about the 420 celebration in Golden Gate Park this Saturday, I want to talk about that, too.
I got a story about that, too.
I bet you do. All right. It is the drive. Hop Monk excuse me. I took a sip of the Waldo's special ale, and I'm burping like a big dog. It's the drive, Hop Monk Brouhaha. Today we've got Sam from Lagunitas and Waldo Dave, Waldo Steve, the Waldos of 420. We've been talking about how the whole 420 thing began. Let's segue into, Sam, the beer that Lagunitas is making.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Waldo special ale.
Oh, yeah.
This is... 11.7% alcohol.
It's a big guy, yeah, exactly.
So, just drink one. Don't drink two.
I took one sip, and I'm burping like a big dog. But it tastes great, but you can tell it's high in alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did all this begin?
What was it, about 10 years ago?
About 8 years ago, Ron Lindenbush. Lagunitas had done some other tribute beers, like with Frank Zappa and his family. He contacted us and asked if we would like to do this, and we said, okay, sure. So we went up there, and we selected the hops.
They had barrels, tons of barrels of hops. And they said, we want all you guys to put your fingers in the hops and rub them between your fingers, and you tell us the hops that you think most smells like marijuana.
The dankest. So we picked the right hops, and they made the beer about 8 years ago, and we've been with them ever since.
Ron Lindenbush, great guy. He's been a regular on the show for a long time. So, Sam, what's the deal with this stuff?
Oh, it's just a big hoppy triple IPA. Kind of, you know, it's a Sonoma County classic at this point. You know, it's pretty simple base malt, just 2-row, a little bit of dextrose. And then, like these guys said, they picked out some of the dankest hops we have, some Columbus, some Citra, some Mosaic, all of which are just this huge, you know, marijuana-esque kind of aroma and flavor as
it
well.
It really is.
Yeah, exactly.
And getting the beer up to 11.7 is not easy. So they're good brewers if they could pull it off with their yeast.
Yeah, and you still want to drink one or two, and even if you shouldn't, kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I had a daytime before the show, and then when we opened up the
Lagunitas Special, daytime beer.
Yes, okay. great beer. And we opened up the Waldo Special, and I took a hit, and boy, the alcohol jumps right out.
It comes at you full force. Yeah, I know it's a definite party beer for sure.
But it's got lots of flavor, lots of hops. It's a nice beer.
I reiterate the Waldo thing because people get confused about that. Everyone knows about 420, but the Waldos of 420, quickly just re-explain how the Waldo thing came about.
Steve got a map from a brother-in-law of the map maker.
Oh, wait, Waldos or 420?
Yeah.
Waldo's.
Okay. He's talking about Waldo's now. We hung out on a wall, Centerville High School. It's right in the center of campus. We were only on the wall in between classes.
So we'd sit up there and we'd do impressions of people walking by, teachers, fellow students, just to make each other laugh.
You weren't smoking weed at that on the wall.
No.
Okay.
But besides 420, we had about 100 other little slogans and catchphrases stuff that we were making up. That we constantly talk to each other. 50% of our conversation was these other catchphrases. 420 is only the tip of the iceberg of our entire Waldo culture.
I bet. And thus, the Waldo beer, the Waldo's Special Ale made by Lagunitas. Mark, talk again about... You were telling me, I believe, before we were back on the air about this alcohol is 11.7%, and you were tasting the... What is it, the daytime?
The daytime, which is 4%, which is a great beer.
From Lagunitas.
They're both from Lagunitas, both great beers. And, you know, in my old age, I like these lower alcohol beers because I've told you many times my elbow goes at a certain rate. And so I'm safer with the daytime in there. But the Waldo Special is a fabulous beer.
It really does taste good, and but you got to be careful.
Yes, you do. And Sam has all the experience making it. You know, it's certainly the appropriate brewery to be making beer for the Waldos.
Sam, how do you make this?
So this is just like any of our other beers. It's just a little higher in alcohol, so it takes a little bit more malt, a little bit more time, and a little bit more, you know, care to get it to be high in alcohol without really hitting you as vodka or anything like that.
On the outside of the six-pack, the whole Waldo story is there on the bottom of it.
Printed on the bottom of the six-pack.
Look on the bottom.
There. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
See there?
Yeah.
There's the story of the Waldos right on the
case. And we even turned you guys into a comic book last year.
Oh, the comic book is fantastic. Yeah. The artwork is really good.
Who did that?
It's one of our marketing guys, I think. You got to swing by the brewery, ask our swag shop about it, and pick one up for yourself. Yeah, it's
Ron Lindenbush still involved, right?
Yeah, even he's not on premises often now. He's got a new spot up in Hopland, but yeah.
We love Ron.
So do we. He's been great for us on this show many times, and a true cool craft beer dude and all around nice guy.
I wanted to bring something up also today, so. H.R. 420, the federal law.
Yeah,
there was a
congressman out of Oregon, and he introduced into the U.S. Congress a bill to make basically marijuana, you know, federally legal. Take it off the most.
Take it off the Schedule One drug list, which heroin is on.
And he just happened to make it H.R. House of Representatives Bill 420. A lot of people don't know that.
We talked about that on Cannabiz, our Wednesday segment, just a week or so ago. Yeah.
You know, as it becomes, a lot of people don't maybe understand what it takes for that to get through.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're not political, but you understand if it goes federal, then all these different departments get into it. You have Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, Tobacco. Sure. Then you have the Department of the Treasury has to make all these arrangements. Then you have the FDA is going to be in the middle of it. And so that could be confusing for a lot of people.
And the Senate doesn't want anything to do with it. Cause...
Well, I don't know. Wall Street's probably going to put pressure.
Oh, well, that would make
sense.
A lot of money. They can make money and make revenue off it, or they might consider it.
And, of course, 66% of all Americans think it should be legalized. So maybe there's some pressure this time. We don't know.
Old Speaker of the House is working for a marijuana company.
Yeah, John Boehner.
Boehner.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Apparently he wasn't smoking cigarettes all those years.
Yeah. We thought it was cigarettes, but who knows? Yeah.
Is there a point in time when you guys think that 420 was a nationally known term?
I would say, you know, Steve Hogger of High Times Magazine contacted us. Or we contacted him back in 98. He flew out here. We showed our proof.
Our physical evidence.
Our physical
much
evidence.
Of it, going back to the 1970s. That
and
we were
he
using
went back and wrote a feature on us. And then about the year 2000, 2001, or 2002, the internet started getting very prevalent. And like the Los Angeles Times had a cover story on us. But that's when it started exploding, when the internet started getting big.
Yeah.
Now, Saturday's 420. We talked a couple times today about the big deal in Golden Gate Park. Are you guys involved with that, or what do you do to celebrate 420?
We're going to be in a windowless bunker drinking pork chop smoothies.
Pork chop smoothies.
Oh, it's going to be great. No, actually, 420, there's a little story I have. Steve Hogger, the ex-editor of High Time, I went with him to Hippie Hill about three years ago.
Hippie Hill?
In Golden Gate Park.
Golden Gate Park. Okay.
That's where this thing happens on Saturday.
And,
yeah.
So we were there, and it was just totally disorganized. At 420, a big puff of smoke went up, and there's helicopters circling. And that was it. There's not much of a ceremony. So afterwards, you know, Steven and I and a group of volunteers started picking up the trash in plastic bags. And he kept on saying to people that were leaving their stuff, this is one of the Waldos. And I'm all, shut up, man. They don't believe you. So we just... empty the trash.
Right now, Dave and I, we haven't actually participated in that. I went there one year. We were concerned about the trash that was being left. And every time we would do interviews, and we've done major interviews, we'd say, hey, everybody, pick up your trash when you leave.
Yeah.
And I was even – I see this thing sitting on the desk here about a PSA announcement. I was even thinking for next year of putting a PSA announcement on our website for these 420 events so that people pick up their trash. They're kind, they're helpful, they're neighborly.
And have some fun.
And have some fun.
But be safe.
Be safe and be cheerful, because whenever you get tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people together, it's good for people to be kind and friendly. And
yeah, and there's a lot of trash, and they need to take care of it.
Right, that's important.
Yeah, there's four of you, right? Four
of
all the five. Okay, because then there's like...
There's Steve and I, there's Waldo Jeff Noel, Waldo Mark Gravage, and Waldo Larry Schwartz. Those guys couldn't make it because they're working.
What was funny, part of our story, is Waldo Jeff, his dad was one of the top narcotics officers in the state of California.
Really?
Yeah.
So he'd come home sometimes, and Jeff would get the key to the car, and we'd steal buds out of the trunk.
They didn't take it back to the station. He would come home, it'd be in the trunk of his car, and he'd take it into the station the next day.
Wow.
So Dad was bringing it home.
And that was all Sam Rafael High School.
So Dad was supplying the Waldos.
I think it's unwittingly.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 50 years. I hope the statute of limitations has run out.
It has. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah. And you guys were telling me in the green room, so Dave, your dad was in the military like my dad, so he was like stricter in things. And then Steve, your dad made you guys sandwiches if you guys came in. And
if he came home stone, he wouldn't reprimand you. He wouldn't
You came home stone, not Saul.
Well, my brothers, they came home stone.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't reprimand you. He wouldn't scold you. He would just be sure to make you a sandwich.
He'd go, Gabarino, you want onion on your burger?
That's a cool dad.
Yeah.
So, again, it's the Waldos of 420, San Rafael High School. 1971, basically.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yes. Well, like I said, I'm older than both of you. Not by much, though. Waldo, Dave, Waldo, Steve, Sam, what's going on at Lagunitas? What's new?
The party's ending.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're having, 420 and the marijuana culture has always kind of been a part of the Lagunitas story. You know, you heard your caller even talking about our undercover shutdown beer. You know, we've got parties happening tomorrow and all through the weekend. But, you know, more than anything right now, we're just trying to figure out where we're fitting into this whole new cannabis thing. You know, a couple of years ago, we tried to make a beer that just took the flavor terpenes, the flavor compounds from marijuana.
Yeah, we talked to Ron about
Yeah, and infused them into a beer, and we got a bit of a slap on the wrist and told not to do that again. So we, right now, we're partnering with Cannacraft up
exactly.
in Santa Rosa. So we've got our new Hoppy Refresher, which is just hops and water and a little bit of yeast to kind of help the flavor out. So that's available in all your grocery stores, but if you go into your dispensaries, you can find what we call our Hi-Fi product. And so that's got either a 10 milligram THC or a 5 and 5 THC CBD.
Yeah.
And so that's stuff that originates at Lagunitas, but because we can't have marijuana on premise, we're pushing that onto Cannacraft, and then they're doing their own dosing and distributing to dispensaries from there.
Mark, have you tried this stuff?
The hop water?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good stuff. I think it's it is refreshing. And
I love it.
It has no alcohol. Now,
right.
I like a little alcohol.
Yeah, right.
Just
right.
No, a
little. Oh, jeez.
You still need an opener just like a beer.
Oh, I thought it was a twist
now,
off.
Now, you guys are going to be, the Waldos, are, some of you guys are going to be at the party on Sunday at Lagunitas for the 420,
it's
right?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Friday? Oh, yeah.
Saturday, we're going to get in a van and tour about three or four dispensaries. We have a new product as of last year. We're working with Trichemistry in Oakland.
Licensing
agreement. And we have a vape cartridge pen called 420 Waldo's 1971. And the strain is Panama Red this year. Last year it was called Strawberry Fields. But what's unique about this product is the CBD content and THC is both 50-50, which is rare.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
And you can still get Panama Red?
I was amazed when I heard that.
I don't.
Yeah. It really is amazing.
They somehow found this strain and they produced this cartridge and it's survived. It's really good.
All these years.
Yeah.
I remember that song, actually. Panama Red.
Of course.
Panama
Red. Steal your woman, then it'll rob your head.
When I was in high school with, like you guys, Panama Red, that was like.
That was the
Jackson. I got some Panama Red. Oh, Jesus!
Or right. Colombo Gold,
Colombian Gold.
We did an interview
Acapulco
with
Gold.
Acapulco Gold. Yeah. Colombo Gold. We did an interview with a guy down in Colombia the other day.
People all over the world are contacting us.
And a guy in Italy.
Oh, I believe it.
Has anybody from like Congress, like because there's the HR 420? Has anybody higher up and like in federal or anything contacted you? Have you guys ever spoken?
No.
And
we have nothing to do with it. And when the original bill that helped create in the California Senate medical marijuana at the beginning, that was Assembly Bill 420.
No.
And we had nothing to do with that either.
But media probably contacted you though, right?
No.
Really?
It all has this huge 420 phenomena, which is huge. It just has
worldwide.
It has a life of its own. Yeah. It keeps going and going. And we're kind of like the clearinghouse for everything on our website at 420waldos.com. We accumulate all the new stuff happening with this 420.
And if you go there, you can get our hilarious backstory and all the stories there.
So, we even have a video of when we were at the Lagunitas Brewery going through picking the hops. We recorded that.
I love it.
You can hear my slurred speech because that's how good it was.
Are you guys still in Marin?
Yeah, Steve and I are in Marin. Larry lives in Petaluma. Jeff lives in Santa Rosa. And Mark lives in San Rafael.
So we're all still local. We still hang out.
And we still hang out. After 50 years, we go on safari still.
And you all graduated from San Rafael High.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
We're graduates.
I barely made it, but, you know.
It was the toughest 10 years of my life.
Actually, you know we were not your typical what you think of as stoners. Everybody thinks they're like Spicoli, you know,
and
your couch lock. No, we were. I was getting awards for accounting. Dave was getting awards for doing animation flicks. We did sports. I mean, we were active, intelligent people. It's not like you would
at
think.
At least according to him.
Not like, well,
yeah.
Not like all the movies like Seth Rogen, all that.
Dave, you did a movie, didn't you, too?
Yes. A few years ago, I produced a documentary about KRSH radio called Roots Music Americana.
He knows Bill Bowker,
my Bill Bowker, my yeah. buddy. And you can check out the trailer on IMBD. And
cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun making that documentary. I was a cameraman for CNN for 15 years.
No kidding.
So I'm retired from that, and I'm an independent filmmaker now.
Wow, yeah. Bowker and I have the same birthday, and we get, you know, I've known him since 1981.
Wow.
And we had a great lunch back in December for our birthday and stuff. Love the man. Panama Red. The new Riders of the Purple Sage. We were talking about Panama Red back in the days when Waldo Dave and Waldo Steve and Waldo Jackson in the early 70s. This was a huge song, and it was a huge weed. What was the deal with that? I don't remember why it was, but it was like, hey, we got Panama Red.
Well, it was stronger than most of the other weeds at the time. And, you know, we were getting, you know, you were getting, they called them four-fingered bags, you know, to measure the height. And, and guys were putting pebbles in the bottom to add weight. So there was a lot of...
Seeds and stems again, blues, baby.
You know, people are quickly forgetting these days. Everything is like designer. You go on like a website like Leafly, and if you have a weed, if you have a weed, you know if it's going to help you get to sleep, if it's going to make you euphoric, if it's going to make you laugh. Back then, everything we got, it was Russian roulette. You didn't know, it was more adventurous in that. You never know if it's going to.
But you knew Panama Red was good.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other ones you just didn't know, and sometimes you'd smoke a couple joints and go, I don't get it. I'm not high. You know.
Or you'd be spaced out, or you'd be laughing, or it was different every time. But again, it was more adventurous in that respect.
Yeah, no, it's true. Waldo Dave, Waldo Steve, the Waldos of 420. This has been a great segment. And Herlinda, thank you so much for spending a lot of time trying to get these guys in here. They're
so
still
happy.
In Marin. It's great to meet you, dudes.
Still in Marin in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
That's right.
The other
Please
guys.
Come on again.
What's sure, that? We'll come back.
Yeah.
Please do.
Bring the guys. We'll make room. We have plenty of room.
Of course. Sam from Lagunitas. Dude, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you.
All right. And Mark Carpenter, of course, started with Anchor Brewing in 1971. And one of my co-hosts on the Brewhaha.
Pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure. And Herlinda, thanks so much.
Everybody can go grab some Waldo beer.
And we just like to say one thing. Happy 420.
I'll drink to that. I'll drink the Waldo to that.
There you go.
Herlinda, when are you gallivanting around the world again?
I am going to go see my daughter this weekend for Easter.
In New York?
In New York, yep. And then I'm going to go head to Portugal to judge the Iberian Beer Awards.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And so I'm pretty excited about that. But I have a Belgian yeast expert coming in while I'm gone to, for the Leuven seminar. With Mark will.
Mark will dig that, right?
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Actually, Vinny said he wants
to
come in.
All right, we got to go. I'm getting 3 seconds here. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the whatever day it is drive.